Our final speaker for this morning is Mark Lemley. He's appearing virtually, as you can see, and he'll be talking about the year in review at the Federal Circuit. Mark is a regular and popular speaker at the Advanced Patent Law Institute, and he's currently a professor of law at Stanford and director of Stanford's program in law, science, and technology. He previously taught at Berkeley Law School as well as the University of Texas School of Law. He teaches intellectual property, patent law, trademark law, antitrust, the law of robotics and AI, video game law, and remedies. He's the author of several books and multiple articles, including a two-volume treatise on IP and antitrust. He is the most cited scholar in IP law and one of the 10 most cited legal scholars of all time. He also serves as of counsel at the law firm Lex Luma. He litigates and counsels clients in all areas of intellectual property, antitrust, and internet law. Please welcome Mark.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here, albeit virtually. Many of you have done this before, so you have a sense of what is about to happen. I am going to run for the next hour rapid fire through everything that happened in patent law in the last year, particularly at the Federal Circuit, but also a couple of district court cases. You do not need to take notes. There is a paper that walks through all the cases I'm going to talk about in the order I'm going to talk about them. So sit back and relax and enjoy the ride. One of the interesting things that I've noticed in the last couple of years, and I notice it this year in particular, is what I might call a sort of return to normalcy in patent law. You might think that weird. This week of all weeks, maybe we feel like things will never be normal again. But in patent law, things are settling down. This used to be a 100-page single-space paper. Now it's 50 pages. That doesn't mean there aren't interesting cases. We're going to talk about them. But it means that there are a number of things that are going on that sort of fit within kind of normal practice rather than the Supreme Court has upended X or Y. Whether that continues, we'll see. But for now, at least, the big takeaway is there's interesting stuff going on, but it's not changing the world. So let me start as I usually do with patentable subject matter. And here I think we see the normalcy play out very clearly. You have a bunch of cases that find software and business method patents unpatentable. You have a bunch that find them patentable. And while no one's been able to clearly articulate a rule that separates the two, there are a bunch of kind of senses and principles that seem to work out pretty well in explaining the vast majority of patentable subject matter cases. So on the unpatentable side, in IBM versus Zillow, the patent claim was directed to a graphical user interface for a customer self-service system. The Federal Circuit says that's unpatentable. All you're doing is identifying, analyzing, and presenting data to a user. That is not a computer-specific technological improvement. You don't claim a specific new computer mechanism for doing so. Just presenting data to the user is not patentable. In AI Visualize versus Nuance Communications, the patent claim here is to a visualization of medical scans via a web application. The court also holds this unpatentable, noting that the claimed advances over the prior art must be focused on an improvement in computer technologies, not the mere use of computers in order to avoid being an abstract idea. At step two of the Alice framework, the patentee says, well, but look, I've got this sort of like new idea for visualization of medical scans. And the court says, as it has repeatedly said, but I think it's important to emphasize, you cannot at step two use the abstract idea itself as the novel and significant improvement that transforms the thing. That's bootstrapping. right? The abstract idea itself is effectively treated as if it is a well-known concept in the art. It cannot be the thing that you've done to transform an abstract idea into a practical thing.